There is a podcast brewing that's about to take over podcasting for good. The only podcast that you are going to need to tune into day in, day out, is the Member Guest Podcast.
If I can hit it down the middle of the fairway, that's great. But again, with the driver right now, the driver sucks.
John Daly, and you're listening to the Member Guest Podcast.
Grip it, rip it.
Welcome back to another episode of the Member Guest Podcast. We missed an episode last week. We're sorry. Life happens. It's a holiday season.
And you got a new job.
Tony
got a new job. Yeah.
Johnny's got a job.
I have a job.
Jordan's got a job. Yeah. So, you know, this will probably be a shock to our loyal audience. This is not our primary income source, the pod.
It's not.
Supplementary.
It's not even that. We lose money.
Yeah, we do lose money.
Yeah, my tax guy was like, So what is this? I'm like, yeah, it's just kind of a passion project. He's like, oh, so no like sales or anything? And I was like, no. Like, oh, all right. Well, yeah, I'll give it a listen, I guess.
Yeah. So, listen, it's just Jordan and I tonight. The boys are busy. We're going to be hitting you with a big winner. A lot of content coming, a lot of exciting things happening here at the Member Guest Podcast. First off, which is new, I think we touched on this last week, but we are now a sponsored podcast by our friends over at Sewanee's.
Good catch. Cause I almost forgot that.
You want to tell them about Sewanee's?
I can tell them about Sewanee's because I've known Sewanee and I was in his wedding, humble brag. And I've known Stang since high school and came on the pod. I've loved their stuff. I wear their stuff. We've got a code. It's called Member 30. So we're sponsored by Sewanee's till the end of the year. And they basically want to see if we actually get any listeners or not, because we told them that we do have some. And that is true. We do have some listeners. And so even just using the code, maybe buying something for your mother, your father, your siblings for Christmas, use Member 30, get a discount. And yeah, I personally like the hoodies. And I mean, we're going to be coming out with MGP buckets.
That's right. A lot of stuff, a lot of options for Sewanee's. Quick plug, 25% off $100 or more here.
Yeah, but ours is 30%.
Black Friday sale.
Ours is better.
You might be able to double that up. I don't know. We should try.
We can use
our coupon code plus the Black Friday code. I mean, you've got all kinds of stuff in here. Holiday hoodies, new selection of beanies on the Sewanee's website.
Are you a beanie guy?
I'm a beanie guy. Really? I really am.
I'm more of a, you know, the little ear muff things. Mm-hmm. I'm kind of an ear muff guy.
You're an ear muff guy?
No, I'm a beanie guy.
Okay. Yeah. Well, a lot of stuff here to check out. Polos, layers, hats, new arrival. They got a t-shirt shop.
Sewanee just had another kid too. So
congratulations to you, Sewanee.
And it's kind of like you're buying stuff for kids. And if you don't, then you don't like kids. So
basically, yeah, it's good. Yeah. So hey, tonight's episode, first of all, it's been a minute since I've seen you, Jordan.
Yeah. And I'm sick at golf now too.
So I walked in tonight and Jordan goes, Jack Reeser, Jack Hillen, Jordan Hagel, everyone else. Those are the two best players at our club.
Jack Reeser, Jack Hill, and Jordan Hagel, everyone else. The confidence that's is the first sky thing high said. Right
Let me pull up our text right here because it's always
I pure didn't gold. Text that to you.
No, you didn't text that to me. What you did text is, let's see, you texted me my new headshot.
Then you said, because you have long hair and a new job.
You said, I'm so sick at golf right now at some point. That might have been on Instagram.
And then you asked if I wanted to play Pioneer tomorrow. And mind you, so Thursday is Thanksgiving. We're recording Tuesday.
We're playing
this
golf
comes out Thursday
in Minnesota tomorrow.
And by we, you mean you.
Me.
Who'd you find?
Me and Beef and Nate.
Wow. Yeah, I wish I could join that group so bad. There's nothing I would like more.
So, yeah, it's been a great fall here. Had a lot of good weather. Jordan, you just had a trip.
Sure did. Briggs Ranch.
How was that?
I came back with two flags.
Oh, wow.
One to commemorate the course. And then one signed by everybody that me and my partner beat in quota.
That's good.
There were 13 teams. Mm-hmm. We came out on top over three rounds of quota, and I poured in birdies.
Yeah. So you said something like, well, first of all, I got here tonight. It's been maybe 3 weeks since I've seen Hagel.
At least, yeah.
Whole new bag.
Yes.
You have all new irons.
Yep.
P70s.
Phantom Black.
Which is...
With this, the KB2RXs, all black.
Okay. A new putter.
Yep. Scotty Cameron, 7.5. And yeah. It rolls into a basketball hoop, which is nice.
So, I mean, I can't even keep up with what's going on with your gear. Talk to us just quickly about the trip, the game, how you're feeling, how things are going.
I feel great. You know what the best part about it was I introduced the group to 20 Club.
Okay.
So... For those who don't know, or maybe those who do know and have listened to the pod, 20 Club, if you're in a group or on a trip like out at the farm, our club on Fridays, you know, the five groups that go out for Friday game play 20 Club. And if somebody makes a two, everybody in the 20 Club gives them $20. And so I explained this to everybody before our first round. We played four total rounds. Three of them were for the quota game. Quotas got readjusted every single day. But we played a practice round on Wednesday. So I said, anyone that wants to join the 20 Club, here's what it is. Everybody joins. Well, not everybody. A lot of people join. I think we ended up having like 14 of the 22 guys.
Were you
24
playing
guys.
All twos?
All twos.
Oh, wow. Okay. So not just in your group.
No, all twos. The whole.
So it's
the
a trip wide thing.
Yeah. Just like how Friday games, group wide thing. Like we just did trip wide 20 Club.
I love that.
First round, I had three twos.
Okay. So that's 280 times three.
Well, less. So there were a couple other twos out there. There
sure.
Were, I think four,
but still and that's like the rest. $600.
Yeah. I was more than that. Cause it was $60 a guy times you know what?
14 maybe? Guys. You said,
okay, 14. So
yeah. So
it was 280 something.
So it's 280 times three.
Yeah. There you go.
I don't know. Anyway, math.
Yeah, it was like 840.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot. Of dough.
And then I made, two twos the next round and then a two in the third round and then two twos in the fourth round.
Wow. To cover your trip?
Oh yeah.
Oh man. Well,
cause we were gambling too. Yeah. And then, I mean, quota game, we were just playing good. Me and my partner, it was our fourth time out at Briggs. So we know the course.
Yep.
Course was in amazing shape. Shout out Dormy Network. Shout out all the staff that worked. Like the food was amazing. Like it always is, but the course was awesome. The greens were rolling pure. Our caddy Kyle was just lights out all week. And that's why I uncovered about my game is I'm not a bad putter. I'm a bad green reader.
Mm, yeah. But you so just I need said to that find, was a breakthrough.
I need to find a way to work on.
What about aim point? Winter.
The reason I don't like aim point is because I'm pretty sure it requires you to put everything like 2 or 3 feet past, right?
No, you can modify it.
Oh, you can modify it. Cause someone told me once that like, if you're going to do it one, you have to do it on every single putt. I don't like that. I like to feel out really long putts.
Why would you have to do it on every single putt?
I'm just telling you what aim point tells you.
If you can say, do your own version of main point, aim point.
Well, there's not aim point. It's Andy point. I don't want to do Andy point or Jordan point. I want to do aim point.
Modified aim point.
Yeah. So I don't do any type of, I basically do nothing other than rely on my skills from back when I played like Tiger Woods on PlayStation. Yeah. It's got me this far. I just need to go to the next level.
Mm, well, that's something that's controllable.
What do you do?
I do a modified aim point.
No, like what do you do the last 3 weeks golf wise?
Oh God, dude, I have been like in my seasonal break.
How's it going?
I'm in the off season right now. It's good, man. Like I haven't, you know, really
working on the mentals.
You know, I just like, a little bit. And just kind of thinking a little bit more. I have been thinking a little bit more just about my approach to golf and how does golf fit into my life, right? And
dude,
some more existential questions.
Okay, so this is a great topic to talk about that we're going to also talk about what we're thankful for because it's going to release on Thanksgiving. It's in 2 days. We're in a TikTok house now because you just did a podcast.
Yeah, so Jordan, so I just did a podcast with Sydney, and this is a TikTok house. Like, she has a studio. This is a studio.
Yeah, well, this is a golf simulation.
There's people everywhere. There's people that live here that I don't know.
There's animals running around.
Like it's a TikTok house, man.
It is true. Nobody can break in because there's always people here.
Great social media influence has incubated.
Yeah, and so we know that you're running on fumes after 2 hours on Sydney's podcast, which is much more successful than ours. But getting back to my point, we're going to talk about what we're thankful for. And you brought up something, which is like thinking about the mentals and all this stuff. And shout out Chris Prosser, AKA the Gorilla. I played with him that first round that I had a bunch of birdies and took his money and all that fun stuff. So shout out Chris. I told him I'd tell him that. but he said something to kick off our trip. It was really cool. He was like, guys, you know, we're all here to play golf, have fun. We all want to play well. But at the end of the day, golf is just numbers. And like, really what golf is being able to do this, like hang with your guys, mm-hmm. take 3 days off of work. You know, if you're lucky enough to be able to like come on this trip every year and, you know, leave the family, kids, all that stuff behind just for 3 days with your guys and like have fun and let go and just chill. That's what it's about. And like, that's, yeah. it's so, he was so right. Everybody was like, damn, that's
the thing, man. And that's, I think, why we wanted to do this episode is we put a lot of content out there about getting better at golf, about equipment, about, you know, we've had teachers on and strategy people on and all kinds of different content. You know, I think this is kind of that time of year where you you benefit from doing some self-reflection and thinking about, you know, again, some of the more existential stuff.
Yeah, what we're thankful for. What does golf really mean, man?
What does it mean? Like, I'm not going to be on tour.
No.
Am I ever going to be on tour, Jordan?
No.
No. I mean, I'm never going to be on tour.
No.
Are you ever going to be on tour? Let me answer, no.
Damn it.
Yeah, it's not going to happen. Yeah, no chance. It's not going to happen. You're not going to be on tour. I'm not going to be on tour. And at the root of it, at the core of it, the things about golf that we love is right here, buddy. It's the fellowship.
Losing money on podcast projects.
It's the love, man. It's the hanging out with your buddies. It's going out. It's having a blast. It's being outside. It's all the big things.
All the things that make golf golf. It's the 30-minute drive to the course.
Oh, God. I love the 30-minute drive to the course
where you just catch up, like maybe call one of your buddies, shoot the shit, maybe like call one of the guys you're playing with that day and be like,
hey. 30-minute drive to the course, so good.
Yeah. The 30-minute drive home is not, like, no matter what, it's never good, but the 30-minute drive there is amazing. Mm-hmm. I'm really thankful for drives to the course. The other thing I noticed after being in a, like what we did down at Briggs with 20 whatever guys, is I'm thankful for like courses and groups that like put actual games and scores and purses and all those things together. Like
that,
I know
that guy, Beef.
Beef is that guy.
Beef is that guy. Beef.
I like want to be that guy, but like Beef is that guy. And everybody has that guy at their course or their club or whatever. That's like the bank, the start of the text thread, the guy that gets
make sure the trains run on time, man.
That's what I'm thankful
for. Make sure that the trains run on time. If we don't have that guy, we don't have a game.
I was in charge of making sure the train ran on time. Yeah. And like, once you do that, you really realize how thankful you are for the other guys that make stuff run on time.
That's a good one too, man. That's a really good one. You know, there's a whole slew of like people stuff, but why don't we talk about like, you know, you get to the course, right? Early in the morning.
8 o'clock.
Early in the morning, like fresh turf down on the range.
Little dew
on the ground, man. Pearls. Like
and like
white
half the range is set up because they're still setting up.
White pearl Pro V1s. And you know, the thing I'm getting at here, that smell
grass.
Of grass that's been cut recently, man. And just like,
it brings you back to like middle school football too.
It does.
In a weird way.
Yeah.
And some people like that and some people bring some trauma. So,
okay, that's fair.
But like generally, yeah, it's a really good smell.
The smell of grass, man, in the morning, is just, there's nothing quite like it for me. You know, the feeling you get from compressing, this one's few and far between for me, but the feeling you get from compressing a golf ball and hitting it right out of the center of the face, you know, when you really get it on the screws. Oh, God, it's the best.
The iron face.
Just so thankful and grateful for that feeling that you get because it's what keeps you coming back. It's what keeps you chasing the dream, man.
There's all those kind of like, there's all those emotional things, there's all the feelings that golf brings us, but staff, you know, Jamie talks about staff and people that make things special a lot. You just got to be thankful, like especially a lot of golf courses and clubs, people that like quite literally dedicate their lives to that course and or club.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter if it's private, public, like some people will dedicate a very good chunk of their lives to making sure that that course is either cut and maintained every single day. The staff is working their butt off and they provide like the people that are there great service.
True.
maybe they're, you know, the locker room, whoever it might be, like staff, man, really thankful for a really good staff, whether you're a guest or you are a member.
I mean, there's a lot of things with our club there is to be thankful for, but, you know, kind of going more down the theme of golf, what about that like nippy pitch shot? You know what I mean? That takes a hop and just sauces right next to the hole.
The one that you kind of think you're coming a little steep into, but you pick it just perfect and you know it just nips. Just
clippy, like no divot, just like you use the bounce.
And it
just
it like one stops.
And it's just, oh God.
It one stops next to
the
hole.
Dude, you know what I was thinking about the other day? The oh shit putt that goes in.
Mm, hit the hole, hit the hole, hit the hole.
No. The one that you're like, you hit it and you're like, fuck, you start like the early no-go walk
that one.
And it cans.
I've had less than three of those in my life.
Yeah, but those are cool when they happen. Those are cool when they happen, man. Dude, seeing a shot
and executing it
and then hitting a shot.
What's like, your favorite shot to see and then execute?
Ooh, crazy rescue shot.
Okay.
So like I'm behind a tree. I've got to hook this thing, right? And it works out one out of every 10 times, but the one time it works gets you doing it the other nine times.
Yeah. Mine's a high draw 6-iron.
Ooh, that's the shot you like?
And it happened one day because like the first time I ever did it and it was perfect. He listens to maybe one in every 5 episodes. So there's a chance my buddy Dan, who mm-hmm. you know.
Yeah, Dan.
Great guy. The first time I ever did this shot, I was with Dan and he knew right when I did it. We like talked through the whole thing and it was on, this was last year, hole 14.
Oh, I remember the hole.
See, that's, oh, I remember all of it.
Yeah.
Like people say they do stuff. Like I actually did this. I had hit like a bad, crappy, slicey drive out to the right. And I had like 185, 190 in. And I had no, I had to draw the ball from where I was in the fairway to the back left pin on 14.
Mm.
Following me,
mm-hmm.
I'm up like kind of top right. Only way I can get there is hitting a draw six. I'm like hitting draw six, going to fly about 185, land. I hit this high, draw six, landed kind of like two hop and rolled about a foot from the pin.
Wow.
And Dan just looks at me and goes, that was the coolest thing I've ever seen you do.
High draw. Wow, I like that. Dude, I was thinking about more draw. Like on the shot thing. Like what about that kind of middle iron, that 9-8-7 iron? Where you just take a perfect pelt divot compressed into the earth.
And then you look at it, it's just like right in a square.
Yeah.
Like
turf comes out and starts like chasing the ball, you know, flying in the air and freaking lands.
Have you ever seen Reister's divot pattern next to hit? I kind of want to quit golf when I see him on the range. Cause it's just this perfect
line,
perfect divot pattern. Shout out to Jack Reister. Yeah, shout out Jack Hillen. Me and everyone else.
Clean divot.
All right.
A clean divot is a good one. Yeah.
Clean divot's a good one. Mm-hmm. So it's Thanksgiving as this is coming out. Last thing we would be remiss to say is we're obviously thankful for our fans and our listeners. Because, dude, like, shout out. We're coming up on almost a year. And the fact that we're still doing this and people still listen is kind of nails.
Mm-hmm. It is cool.
So being thankful for the fans and listeners, I think, is big.
Yeah. And I think, you know, there's a lot of great things about golf that there we should be thankful for. I want to do like a Instagram post where we get folks to comment on that. But I do think the common thread will be the people aspect of
for
it.
For sure.
Right?
Like
your
life.
Buddies and the relationships you have and the friendships and the guys you get to do things with and, you know, the relationships that happen and all that stuff. And I just kind of experienced this because I did get a new job and I changed jobs. And like, I've had like all my buddies from Windsong. I mean, we got Jordan over here commenting on my LinkedIn.
That's when I saw the flow too.
Yeah. That's when you saw the new headshot. But people reaching out being like, congrats on the new job. You know, it's like, that's cool, dude. Like these are my golf buddies and they care about my work and stuff. Yeah. You know,
like, it is funny. Like once you do, like you have a new group of people in your life when you have that, like,
that's right.
Like, oh, are those golf buddies? Or are those like high school buddies? Or are those college buddies?
Yeah, those are my golf buddies.
No. Those are my golf buddies.
That's right. Yeah. It's
thankful for golf buddies.
Thankful for golf buddies.
Hashtag golf buddies.
You know, coming back from Briggs and we're starting to plan some other things, but thankful for golf trips.
really thankful for golf trips.
Yeah.
We can announce it. It's been announced.
Go ahead, announce it.
Band and Dunes 2025 Jordan B. Hagel Bachelor Party.
Yeah, it's going to be epic. We're going to have a film crew with us.
No, we're not.
Okay. No. We might have a film crew with us.
Yeah, we can say
by
that.
By then, you know, we're going to be pretty big by then.
If we're sponsored and somebody wants to pay for a film crew, we can't
write off.
Dude, I'm excited. I hope we get, honestly, I hope we get on.
We will.
Yeah, we'll have to pull some strings. Yeah. So
that's exciting. Golf trips is definitely, you know, a huge part of golf in general. Dude, you know what I like too that I'm thankful for?
What?
The fact that new drivers drop every year.
Did you see what just came out?
Yeah, I did see the
There's no Titleist.
QI 10 or whatever.
Yeah, no Titleist. No, but I saw the Ping G430 Max 10X.
Yeah, that's like
the TaylorMade, the Cobra, and the Mizuno.
Ooh, nice. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, and the Kirkland.
Oh yeah, the Kirkland one.
The Kirkland's out. Dude, somebody's got to hit the Kirkland. It's
pretty sweet.
Snails.
But the fact that there's a new driver every year to go test and hit, right? How sick is that? That's awesome. Tinkering with the bag. Yeah,
thankful
tinkering
for
with the swing. Hey, grateful for tinkering with the swing.
Thankful for a lot of those things, yeah.
You know?
Are you thankful for less than 25-minute podcasts?
I am thankful for less than 25-minute podcasts.
What are we at, 22?
We're at 22, and this is a... you know, just a quick Thanksgiving Day dropper. You know, Jordan, you said it. The one thing we're thankful for more than anything, the fans.
How can you not be?
The loyal subscribers.
Loyal subscribers, loyal purchases, purchasers of Swanee's Golf Apparel.
The Member Guest Nation.
The Member Guest Nation.
Have we figured out something to call our fans yet?
The gallery? I think they're members.
No, they're not. You did this once before and it made no sense.
Why?
Because you're like, they're the members and we're the guests.
Did I say it like that?
Jordan, no, like that doesn't make sense. The whole point of the member guest name is because we have guests on all the time and we're the members and they're the guests.
And they're our guests.
No, because they're not guests of the pod. They're a different entity. They're the gallery.
You could call them listeners.
Yeah, that's what... It's not innovative, dude.
Game.
We need to think about that. Member Guest Nation, I like.
That's horrible.
Okay, pretty bad.
We could just call them the Beefs.
The Gallery.
The Gallery is
shout
sick.
Out to the Gallery.
I like the Gallery.
We love the Gallery.
Yeah, wow, that is good.
People
that's too good.
Near and far, people all over the world. I mean, we've been looking at our analytics.
And Joe Neal.
Joe Neal. Hey. Shout out Joe Neal.
Joe Neal, I know you're listening because you watch and you put all these together. Shout out to you, brother.
Joe Neal, if you're listening, man, we love you.
For those who don't know, Joe Neal is our editor of the podcast and our reels and all of our social. Shout out to Joe Neal. And we're making Joe Neal t-shirts.
Okay, yeah, we are going to make Joe Neal t-shirts. Those will be for sale.
I'm thankful for you, buddy.
You too, buddy. Yeah,
I'm thankful we went to an airport about this time last year.
And we started this thing. This is our baby that we birthed. And it's our child.
Together.
It's growing up. Look, it's a lot of work, but we do it for the people. So, thanks everybody for listening. Have a happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
Yeah.